Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, look at this. The great Nick Totoro is on the phone. Nick, what's going on, man? How are you? Rough night.
Yeah, really rough night. Really, just I keep going over this game over and over and over. I heard that you didn't have a problem with Boone.
Correct. With the freight, I have multiple problems with Boone in the game. I have a problem with Boone putting Jazz back in the field in the eighth inning for no reason, which then allows that spot to come up in the eighth instead of Rosario, the right-handed hitter. And I have a real problem with not pinch hitting Rice for Wells in the eighth when Fried's out of the game, and that's the reason why Wells was in the game to catch Fried. So those two things I have a major problem with. This has been me as a baseball fan. I think he put Weaver in a position to be successful. There's one out. It's the bottom of the order. Go get two outs.
Yeah, but it's not the same Weaver as last year, buddy. It's just not the same guy. He doesn't have the same conviction, and his body language, even at his bat, he could not put that guy away. 0-2.
Yeah.
He could not put that guy, and as soon as that guy got on, you knew they were in trouble. And then once the other guy got a hit, then they had to face the guy that has killed them, this Matsusaka, whatever his name is. Yoshida, whatever, yeah. And I mean, here's the thing. Freed's pitching the shutout, dude.
Yeah.
Let him finish that inning.
Let him finish the inning. And well, let me give you my thought, because I'm not saying that isn't a valid. Like, I think this is debatable. I am not saying, oh, he did the 100% right thing. You got to take Freed out. I get it. I do. But here's my point. One, yes, he's pitching a shutout. He's had runners on in every inning since the third. He has to battle out of multiple runner on jams in the fourth and the fifth. Like, he's consistently put runners on. At that point, you're going batter to batter with him. I would think even you would say that, Nick. You don't just give him the inning no matter what. You're going batter to batter. How can I be sure that when he's put on a runner in every inning since the third, that I'm going to get a clean rest of that inning? And the last thing I want to do is bring in a Weaver or a Cruz or whoever else out of the bullpen that I don't trust with runners on. I want to give my bullpen a chance to have a clean. He's got one out, nobody on, the 8-9 hitters, as opposed to Fried putting a runner on and then having to go to them with a runner on. I'd rather give them the chance to be successful. And I feel like nobody on is the better chance for them, despite Weaver not being what he was last year. I got to trust them at some point. Like, what are the Yankees going to accomplish this year if Weaver is someone I can't pitch?
Well, that's the problem.
That's
the problem. But the problem is Fried is a better pitcher than Weaver. And I trust. So he had runners on. So he got squeezed on a lot of pitches, too, I understand. I mean, from my angle, I don't know.
No, he did.
But if you think about the runners he had on, and none of it was really hard-hit balls all night. Nothing.
Agreed, but that doesn't change the high-leverage pitch that he has to throw to get out of the jam. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you're right. He wasn't giving up hard hit balls, and a couple of them were squeezed. He did kind of lose command of the left side of the plate against right-handed hitters. That outside corner that he was kind of dotting in the first couple innings, he's kind of lost it in the last couple. But it's not even just.
I just think he deserved. He deserved to finish that inning.
He
deserved to win or lose that game. Listen, Weaver this year, for whatever reason, the injury, and maybe his arm, maybe he's a one-hit wonder. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He's not the same guy. I don't have the same. I understand your thinking. One out, nobody on. It's a clean inning. I get it, but I don't trust him. I've seen too many times lately where he's.
Right.
I mean, Devin Williams has been better in the eighth inning.
And they have Devin Williams set up for the eighth.
Yeah, that's fine. But let's get through the seventh, man. At the bottom of the – let him get two more outs. And if he has first and second, I understand. But I just don't like pulling a guy
with
a shutout.
I get it.
You look at Cora. He was
that's
waiting.
That's not the same thing, though. I'm sorry, Nick. This is another one that bothers me here on this because I think your point is absolutely valid. You could absolutely stick with your ace. I think that's completely fair. I just put it more on Weaver than I do the manager's decision, but I get what you're saying. But what bothers me is when you say, look across the aisle and see what they did. He retired 17 consecutive hitters. Like the difference, I just told you what Max Fried had done the last few innings, and squeezed a little bit. Blue pit here. A walk. But he retired 17 consecutive hitters throwing 100 miles an hour, and Max Fried is pitching out of jams. I don't know. Like, you were at the ballpark, I'm assuming, right? You're at the game?
Yeah.
When the Yankees are up, did you even get out of your seat? Was sitting there. I score the games because I'm a lunatic and a strikeout. It's the easiest inning. Every time that Fried's on the mound, I got my heart in my throat because every inning there's a big time jam. It's not like they were pitching the same game. I know they were batching zeros, but they weren't pitching the same game from the third inning on.
Well, I mean, but here's the thing. They're different type of pitchers.
Yes.
One guy is a power pitcher.
Right.
One guy, blows you away. Max is more of a pitcher's pitcher. You know what I mean? So
I
he had some traffic. I get you. But he weaved through all of it. He weaved through,
he
and
did.
I'm just saying, let him, unless he said, I'm done and I can't go anymore.
Which he did not. He did not. He
came,
in the post game, he said, after the sixth and the double play, Boone went to him and said, I need you to give me one more. Pretty much that's the conversation. Duran's leading off next inning. I need you to give me one more. And he just said, okay. And then, but when asked in the post game, he was like, no, I mean, listen, I felt good. I could have given the manager as much as he asked of me, but he only asked me for one more hitter.
Yeah, and then here's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you pitch? And I've said it. A-Rod said it. A lot of people have said it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? It's a no-brainer. One-run game is way different than a two-run game.
Yeah.
And that guy is a Yankee killer. I know the guy. I'm friends with him.
Bregman?
He is a professional assassin.
Yeah.
You do not pitch to Bregman there. That was so stupid.
Yeah.
Come on.
No.
You don't pitch to him there, buddy. You don't.
I get you. You got Lowe coming up next, the left-handed hitter who smoked the ball in his first at-bat. Judge. I think you had a strike on Bregman at the time. Bregman's been sick and away from the team and hadn't done anything earlier in the game. And they got a single, but a K. He walked in. He walked and got a single the last two times. I hear you. I think that's questionable with your closer on the mound. Like, closers typically don't walk guys. They go after guys, and it's a right-handed pitcher versus a left-handed pitcher on deck. But you're not right. You're not wrong with his track record. It's open for debate. I don't think you have to, but it's open for debate.
Yeah.
And you're right. It changes the entire complexion of the bottom of the ninth. That extra run is a killer because if they have because the minute Goldschmidt gets on, you pinch run Dominguez. There's no need to down two because he's not the tying run. You pinch run Dominguez and maybe with the bases loaded, you score on that Jazz sacrifice fly.
I mean, you know what? You pinch run for Goldschmidt anyway.
No.
That's a no-brainer.
No.
That's a no-brainer.
I disagree with you, Nick. Why are you going to pinch run for him?
Because you want speed.
Why? It's a run that doesn't matter. It's a run that doesn't matter. And what if I tie the game and now I don't have him at first base? I got to put Rice in at first base and I lose him as a possible pinch hit in any scenario and in any at-bat the rest of the game. There's no reason to. That run doesn't mean anything. That run doesn't. So what? Say you pinch run him, Dominguez, and Dominguez scores on the sacrifice fly. The Yankees lose 4-2. You feel any better? The Yankees lose 3-2. You feel any better?
No, it doesn't matter. I don't feel any better about that.
No, it doesn't matter. Yeah, there's no reason to pinch run
for him. What about Rice not getting one at bat tonight? That's ridiculous.
Nah, it's frustrating.
Not one at bat.
It's frustrating. I have no problem
Come on, man.
I have no problem not playing him, because I think, you know, Goldschmidt got two hits, and you got to catch Wells if that's what the pitcher's more comfortable with. But I don't disagree. He had to pitch hit for Wells in the eighth inning. Major mistake from Boone. Major mistake. Boone had a couple of real doozies. I don't disagree with you. And again, I think you have a fair argument. Anybody does. You stick with your ace. It's not rocket science. I get it. I just happen to feel that there were signs of him kind of fading a little bit and losing some control, and he's put on runners in every inning. I can't assume he's going to get through that eighth inning clean.
You could never assume. Well, but sometimes you just got to go with a feeling, a gut feeling that you go.
Yeah, but maybe Boone's gut was to go to Weaver.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you think it was his gut or it was scripted? Come on.
What's scripted? Yeah, because people say that. What's scripted? That Duran's going to lead off the seventh, go out. Like, that's some script if they knew exactly who was going to lead off the seventh and who to pitch in the eighth, like, in the rest of the inning. Like, you don't know exactly how it's going to go. Sure, if he's over 100 pitches and we're in the seventh inning, we like him for this lane and everything. That's absolutely true. But
well, because Boone made a statement like said he was only going to go six. Why would you say that?
Boone said he was only going to go six?
Yeah, I heard him say it.
I don't think that was the plan.
I'm going to let him get one hitter. Why don't you just let him go batter to batter? What do you mean you're going to let him get just one hitter?
Because if you put a runner on, the bullpen's in a tougher spot with a one-run game. That's why. You don't have to like it. I hear you. I can understand any Yankee fan who doesn't.
Come on, you don't try. You can't tell me you trust that bullpen.
I don't. I certainly don't trust it with a runner on. That's my argument. I don't trust it with a runner on. And he's put a runner on in every inning, including with two outs, multiple times with two outs. He gets the first two outs, and then he can't get the guys out. He walks and gives up a double. He walks and gives up a single. Both times in the fourth and fifth inning with two outs. Like, I hear what you're saying.
He didn't give up a run. I understand that,
but then I'm putting Weaver into that position, possibly.
Don't put Weaver in at all.
Well, who am I putting in?
Don't put him in at all.
If Devin Williams blows it, you're going to be like, well, at least Devin Williams was good the last five outings. You're going to say, Devin Williams has killed us all year. You'll put out a great funny video and we'll all laugh at it. But, like, that's what you're going to say. No matter who blows it, you're going to be mad, Nick. No matter who blows it, you're going to be pissed off and you're going to blame Aaron Boone. Like, that's how it works.
I'm not saying it's all on Boone. I don't know who gives him the orders. I don't know what they do. I mean, and listen, come on, think about it. You think it's all him? It can't all be him.
I think they talk about what they want to do, and then it's up to Boone to do it. I think the lineup is discussed every day with heavy input from other people, but it's his lineup to write. That's how I think. I don't think anyone's on the phone. I don't think Aaron Boone got a call saying, listen, after Fried gets Duran, you go into the bullpen, you go into Weaver. Like, I don't think that's what happens. I think they have discussions, and they do have plans necessarily. But, again, I put it on the reliever.
At this point, I'm gonna go with my eyes and what I've seen from Weaver, and even you brought up Devin Williams.
Yeah.
Devin Williams has been effective in the eighth inning.
He has.
A lot more than Weaver has been.
No doubt.
And so, you know, if I can get Fried through seven, then you want to start with Williams in the eighth, so be it. At least let him finish that inning. Just let him finish that. He deserved to win. Right, why throw him out there? Why bring him out there for one hitter? It makes no sense. Well, it makes no sense.
Because Duran looked bad against him, and he's got it's the lefty batter, and then you have the right-handed guys for Williams, for Weaver. Like,
did anybody, like, hit the ball really hard on him all night? I'm telling you, I was there.
No, I know.
It was, like, nothing.
No, I get
nothing. They didn't do nothing. The minute Weaver came in, you know, he couldn't get anybody out.
I agree.
You know, listen, you got to treat that game like it's a game seven. This ridiculous three-game set, this is game seven. There's no thinking about tomorrow, because there is no tomorrow.
Well, now there isn't.
Basically, they're on life support now.
Yeah, I'm still confident, though. I feel good. I feel good about these two games. I do. I feel good about Rodon on the mound, and then I don't even know who's pitching for the Red Sox necessarily on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, if you get it to a game three, I like our chance.
Yeah.
If you get it. But Rodon is, you know.
This was more about the offense, though. Don't you think they got bases loaded, nobody out in the ninth? They got the first two runners. Like, we could quibble about this argument. One run's not going to cut it. Like, one run's not going to cut it.
I know that. Yeah. And I mean, listen, that's their MO. They get you all excited, and they don't drive the run in. I mean, when Big G didn't come through there, and he always does, you know, that was the killer.
No, it was a killer.
I mean, how you don't score there is they were you know, jumping on Chapman right away.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, listen, they got him. They got him a base hit away, maybe from timing, if not winning the freaking game.
Yeah.
So it was disheartening to go down that way, but it just didn't feel right. I don't know. Something in the air just smelled really rotten. It's a really bad loss. I hope you're right. I hope they bounce back.
Yeah, listen, I'm confident in it. Rodon's been great all year. They've won 18 games with him on the mound. They're at home. I know Bello is a good pitcher and has pitched well against the Yankees, but I got to believe in this offense stepping up. Rice is going to be out there. Jazz is going to be out there. Like, let's go score some runs and win a baseball game. They've won 18 of them behind Carlos Rodon. Go get it, and then they're in good position for game number three. The series isn't over. They lost the game against one of the best pitchers in baseball, completely shut them down.
Yeah. No, I hear you, man. I hear you.
I hear you. Look, and again, I know I'm. I hear what you're saying, Nick, and I appreciate it. And I'm not telling you you're wrong. I'm really not. I'm not telling you you're wrong.
No, I get it.
I'm just more on
right or wrong.
There is a right or wrong. Sometimes in this scenario, as much as I think you could absolutely stick with the pitcher, and I know I'm in the minority. I know I am. I know everybody. Certainly after he gives up the runs, everybody.
I had a guy sitting behind me was like you. You know, he's sitting there with a poker face and. He was like, you know, he was like, he thought it was the right move, and I didn't like it.
No, I get it.
He had a shutout going. He's your number one. You wouldn't be in this situation if you didn't have him. Let me ask you something. If that was Gerrit Cole out there.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Just for argument's sake. Think about it. Gerrit Cole, one out in a seven.
Yeah.
All right, 99-100. You think Gerrit Cole's coming out of that game? No way. Freaking way. No way Cole is coming out of that pitch. Now, maybe he's done. Maybe not as monstrous.
Well, I was just going to ask you, if you think Boone manages, you know, by the numbers or whatever, why wouldn't he take out Cole?
Because Cole might tell him, don't take me out.
I mean, maybe Max Fried could have been more, you know, demonstrative about that. But
maybe that's not his personality. You know what I mean? A guy's a good team guy.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
He needed a couple of more outs. He was up to getting it.
Yeah, no,
you could see in his face, he looked very...
Oh, of course.
He looked so distraught.
Of course, we all did.
Because, you know, in a matter of seconds, the guy ruined the game.
No.
In a matter of seconds.
In a matter of seconds.
He worked hard all night.
He couldn't get a freaking out. Not a single out. Like, that's, again, that's why I blame him, man. He's got to come in and be better. He's got an 0-2 count. An 0-2 count on the 8 hitter, and he has an 11-pitch walk, and he throws non-competitive, change-ups in the dirt and fastball 6 feet
that
off the plate.
That tells you something right there. That tells you you can't trust him. That tells you, like, right now, I have no faith in him.
I get it.
I really have very little faith in him.
I know, but...
So, I mean, I don't understand.
I get it.
It's not last year. Last year, he was a different dude.
He was a different dude. You want to win the World Series, like, and this is my other point. John Flaherty said in the post game a little bit. Like, we all, I understand you need to win this game and the next game and get out of this series and get to the next one if you want to win the World Series. But like, we're getting to like the bullpen's in a point where like we don't care about winning the wild card. No one's going to hang a banner or have a parade because they beat the Boston Red Sox. You got to win a championship. How are they going to get through a playoff here and get to the World Series and win if you're telling me that there's like two relievers I trust to throw? It's just not going to work. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
Like, Weaver has to be better, or they're not going to win anything. So it doesn't, like, yeah, I get it. You got to manage for the moment. I get it. You want to win this game, you got to win this game to win the next one to get to the next series and the next series. But, like, if Weaver is someone I can't pitch when it's the bottom of the order with one out already handed to him, well, what the hell are we going to win?
I know, but you got to remember, this is a short series.
I get it.
So you got to sometimes eliminate having a seventh, eighth, ninth guy. That's overrated. You got a pitcher that's pitching lights out. He's pitching lights out. They only went to one reliever because they had their stud out there. Okay. Well, this is our stud.
Yeah.
So do you want to go, like treat it like a regular game and just go to Weaver? Like, no, I don't have that faith. He hasn't shown me that.
Yeah.
No, he hasn't shown me that. That's all I'm saying. Why go to him? Why go to him? I mean, I have more faith in Devin Williams right now. You know, I'm sad to say it, but that's the truth.
That's
the truth of what I've seen.
No, Nick, I don't disagree with you. I get it. Weaver certainly has not been last year. I think to me, it's him, Bednar, and Williams are the three guys I trust the most. I mean, that's just, you got him for those last couple outs. You got Williams for the eighth. You got Bednar for the ninth. I mean, that is kind of the game plan.
Think about last year, game one. Weaver's lights out. He pitches the ninth. He doesn't come back for the tenth to close that game. And that was absurd. Then you go to Jake Cutler. I mean, come on. This is the first game in the world. It's the first game of a three. You got to treat these games different.
No,
you got to go with who you trust. Never mind.
Yeah, but I think
what the analytics tell you.
But I think they trust. Well, what are the analytics telling you? You say he's not the same pitcher. His numbers stink. Well, what do the analytics say? Like, they have to trust some guy. They trust Weaver because he's had a track record with them of being a good reliever, and they don't have anybody else to trust more than him. Like, what analytics told you to put Weaver in that spot?
Like, I don't know. I'm not in that department.
I know. We just throw the word analytics out there because we hate it, and we want to blame everything for it.
Because I know that these nerds, that they're throwing around, and they're coming up with these scenarios. We're going to have this guy in the seventh. We're going to have that guy in the eighth.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
No, listen.
Come on. I mean,
Nick, I hear you, man. And thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I'm not saying you're wrong.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
And win tomorrow. Win later tonight. Win later tonight.
Okay,
they're back in the driver's seat. It's not over, Nick. It's not over.
All right. I needed to.
That's it. Get back. Go on a subway and scream, Boston sucks.
I already did that.
I know you did.
I don't need to do it again.
I know you did. All right. Have a good one, Nick. Take care, man.
Take care, pal.
Yep. All right. Nick Totoro. Look, I do get it. I just tend to blame the player. I don't think Weaver. I trust Weaver enough. I trust Leiter enough. I trust every reliever in that pen enough to get those two outs without giving up two runs. Like, that's a spot that your guys have to come through on. Bottom line, you want to win the World Series? You want to win the series? Weaver's not a guy you just can't throw. Like, it's just not going to happen. Could they have done it this night without throwing him? Sure. But are they going to win the World Series without throwing him? No, they're not. And no one's hanging a wild card banner. Like, you want to get Weaver going. You get him there. He gets the two outs. You feel good about yourself. You go to the next guy. They win the freaking game. He's got to get the outs. That was not a position where Weaver can't be successful. The manager put him in a position to be extremely successful. And he blew it. And I just have a feeling that Fried is going to put a runner on, and then I'm coming in and I'm putting Weaver in a less successful position. That's how I would have viewed it. Is I got my out. I got the lefty I wanted who looked bad against Fried all night. That's the guy I wanted. He has put on runners in every single inning. If he puts on a runner here, I'm screwed. If he puts on a runner here, I'm in trouble. Let me give Weaver a clean inning. That's how I view it. You could have kept. I wouldn't have argued if you kept in the ace. Obvious. I wouldn't have quibbled at all if they went batter to batter. He, as Nick Totoro put it, which I think is fair, he earned that. He did earn that. He earned that trust if you wanted to give it to him. But I'm not going to kill the manager for putting a reliever in a spot where he's got to get the job. I'm just get the job done. I'm just not. I'm not. I know many are. I'm not going to. I'll kill him for the other things he did in this game that made no sense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.